Do you believe in click it or tick it?
A little special guest action here. A little
Easter special.
Yeah, a little like half Easter egg, I would say. Yeah. One of those little mini Cadbury eggs.
It's actually around
this
Easter.
Is like the drunken stepdad hiding an Easter egg where he just kind of leaves it on your bed and you
exactly.
wake up and it's there.
But it's always cream filled.
So it's a mixture between an Easter egg and a pillow mint.
The egg
a
is
hotel.
Fine. It's just not hidden.
Well, we have a friend slash enemy of the cast, Dick Whitman here. And just like you saw a preview I guess now it would be two episodes ago, depending on when you're hearing this.
Well, this isn't going to be a complete episode. I get your hopes up. But,
Neil, as you saw, he does dramatic readings.
He's going to spew some hate.
Of some of our dialogue. Yeah,
spew a little hate.
So, Dick Whitman, you want to spew some hate? This is us, out of context, being read dramatically.
I've got a few of these. I think I can do this.
All right, we're excited.
All righty, from episode 75, let's start off with this one. The thing with motorcycles are, it's so unsafe. If I get unlucky, it's like some sort of rubble there. Like, who knows? Some sort of bullshit. If you fall off and you roll off and a zombie caused it and you hit one, they will start swarming you.
I think that was me.
Yep. Yeah, I think yes, it was.
Really?
Oh, my.
It took like a few seconds.
For a second, I was thinking, oh, shit, this is me. And then the zombie causing it.
No,
that line was actually all Pete.
Yeah.
And then we had a debate about it. It's like, no, dude, they could just fucking paw you off that motorcycle.
Yeah,
you got some more? This is fun,
man. Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
Spread it on.
From episode 72.
But laid it on thick. Let's go.
Huck has some sort of connection with Engine Joe. Where there's some sort of type of bros or something. Does anyone else think that Huck looks like a lot like Neil Perkins?
Because names were mentioned, I think that was me.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, full names, is that me?
Actually, it was half you, half Pete.
Who said the Neil Perkins thing was obviously me, right?
No, actually it was Pete.
Oh,
wow.
Full name. So counterintuitive.
Neil knows us better than we know ourselves.
Oh, my.
I've been listening.
Oh.
We haven't, apparently.
You got one more for us?
I got plenty.
Let's keep going.
I love the ones where it's multiple interruptions for multiple people and it gets really disjointed and confusing, like most of our cast probably are.
And he reads it so just like...
straightforward.
Yeah, just like
straightforward with the interruptions, yes. Alrighty, from episode 66.
One of my personal favorites.
Taro taking off his pants, wearing his briefs, was a punchline. Transformers, you have the really hot, monstery robot girl, right? Who's like lying on Shia LaBeouf, sitting on him, trying to bang him. But later, she's busting through walls, jumping on cars, and what I'm saying is, she didn't know she was on him. She kind of looks like she weighs enough to be an Olsen twin. Space science.
Whoa.
I guess I was going for the fact that she's like super heavy and she transformed into like a fucking helicopter later or something.
We should have a
but she was like laying on Shia LaBeouf trying to work him over.
I don't know why she bothered to seduce him for like a while before she tried to kill
him.
Don't you have a special
scorpion tail?
We should have a special feature where we take the dramatic readings and also like remix them. Like put a beat under them so it's just like weird poetry.
With rain sound effects in the background.
Yeah.
You mean a rain stick?
I can't wait for the dramatic reading of what we're saying right now. Oh, the delicious iron.
We saw it. I'm an ignorant fucking moron.
Infinite regression of material.
Is made clearer by Neil.
Yeah.
Episode 54, slightly shorter line.
Is this the lava cast?
No,
that
was
like 20 something.
Oh, yeah. All right, never mind. Sorry, guys.
You act like you're an old ham radio person. I'm shooting liquid feces out of my nipples at you. Stop, like an old school telegram at you.
Who said that?
We were talking about IP relay, I think.
It was actually a mixture of all three of you at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about IP relay, the deaf, the service for the deaf.
Yep.
Songs for the deaf.
If they were sent as telegrams from the 1920s.
I totally forgot about that. I shoot feces from my nipples. Who said that?
I believe that was you. And then the last third of it is Pete, and the first third of it is
I have no recollection of that conversation even. That's a great idea.
We're really clever. I like our show a lot now. I didn't before.
You got another one, man?
Of course.
Keep them coming. Holy shit.
From episode 48.
Ooh, going back.
A stump doesn't nearly gross out people as much as a gross parody of their body, but then you can doll it up and make it funny. Put like a tutu on it, paint it for the holidays, You can make it look like a hand turkey. Cut holes in it and make it one time thing. You would have to make it a hermit crab. I put a hook on it. You guys are golfers.
That sounds like I said all of that.
That's what Glenn sounds like when he's ordering food at McDonald's, let alone like...
No, that's what happens when I'm ordering food at In-N-Out. There's all that secret lingo, you know what I mean?
No, that would make sense, Glenn. I'm mocking your insanity.
Now, are you guys ready for a pure...
Yeah, but it comes in handy when we're at In-N-Out. That's right. All I'm saying. All right.
Agreed.
This is a pure Glenn Marshall-only quote. Nice.
I feel like this thing might like slowly dilute itself into just Glenn Marshall quotes read by Neil.
Glenn has said that like makes no sense even when you're listening to the cast, and then out of context
and now
it sounds so much worse.
Isolated to sound even more bizarre. This is like when everyone's talking at once in a classroom and then it goes silent and one person keeps talking real loud.
BK, our listener BK was always guilty of that. We've talked about that before. The class would go silent. He'd just be like, and then this guy just had the biggest fucking dick. And like the class would go silent right before he said like fucking dick. You know what I mean? Or if we were talking about the two penises and the guy was just like, yeah, this guy was, he could perform penis. DP on a chick because he had two dicks, man. Like he would just yell out two dicks.
Hey, you talked about that earlier.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this though. We got a
Glenn Marshall only.
From episode 23.
I was embarrassed. I was trying to push it off. This is right before the lava cast.
Yep.
Can I put another bumper in here?
Shut up.
Being gay is like a sin. All the fags should be killed or dragged behind. Being a hypocrite isn't illegal, though. Mark Foley was also the guy who was, having cyber sex. It wasn't even cyber sex. It was like, I want to do you. Okay, sir, do you want any more staples? Can I freshen up your coffee? Oh, yeah, I was thinking about taking Wednesday off.
Well, it's true. They were like 15-year-old interns.
What, Glenn, let your own words speak for themselves.
That's not that. Well, that is like no one else could have said that.
I like the
no one else.
I think that you stopped and recalculated.
I just like looking at that as like a two-line segment. Going in like the most different directions that could possibly be going.
And when you take all fags could be killed out of context and remove the tone of voice, makes you sound like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I probably said it like, oh, yeah, then we should like kill all the fags and like round them up. But instead
but you sound like a salty individual.
It's like, then we gotta fucking kill all the faggots. Get them out. All right, next topic. Moving on.
Mark Foley. It was the guy who, no, it was more like.
You got any more?
Yep.
Oh, this is the best segment we've come up with yet. This is so
from
funny.
Episode
we'll do one more for the road because more are coming at you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I got two left.
Oh, two more. We'll
I'll
do two
have more.
More
for
good.
The next time.
Two more. Two more.
Episode six.
Ooh.
Don't worry. Pete and I are holding hands now. We made up. Cover reads. First one. Renee Zellweger is on the cover. Does anyone like Renee Zellweger? No. She's like, I always get her mixed up with Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon has horns on her head. Ah, yes. The horn theory. You've told me about this.
I'm definitely... My sister is an artist, so she can spot... visual things on the face. And once she pointed out, Reese Witherspoon does have two lumps. I thought Reese Witherspoon was hot, but now all I can see are those skull bulges on her forehead.
I have a big head, but I don't think I have lumps that would...
No, yours is proportionate. It's just
large. If a 10-gallon head was proportionate, then yeah.
There you go. So that was a big...
yes, the horn theory.
It was all three of you, gentlemen.
That was a big cacophony of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, we know in the early episodes we never talked over each other.
And
never.
We were
never.
Really disciplined.
The levels were so
not
mixed.
Not before episode.
Those
seven.
Levels were mixed, popping fresh.
We still don't talk over each other.
Nope.
Ever.
What?
We never talk over each other, guys.
Shut up.
What?
When I talk about
things. No, I don't think we talk over each other.
Over somebody, shoot me dead now.
I would never
do a
thing like that.
The thing about talking over people...
It just makes you such a piece of shit, right?
Oh, okay. My God.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right. That's enough, like,
we got
slap.
One more.
That's the closest radio can get to slapstick, I think.
You take the wall.
Really
you take the wheel, Mo.
Yeah, really hackneyed bullshit like that. All right.
Who's on first?
Be doing the cheeky, like, 3 foot across wheel driving motion. Like, oh, yeah. Location.
Glenn does a
20s
lot of...
20s car.
Glenn does a lot of acting for the mic. get picked up on it. I get it.
I'm not jiggling yet. Around.
I just hope it reads.
Hopping around like a hobgoblin. All right.
Someone hasn't watched the Enhanced podcast. But all right, here's the
last one from the very first episode.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like a codependent of the rapist. I hang out there and I like enable him with my presence to rape.
That's definitely me.
He wouldn't be able to do it without my tacit support. Absolutely. You without you actively trying to stop him, you are creating more rape. Without people like you, America wouldn't exist. America wouldn't rape. America runs on Glenn Marshall, third-party rape. Yeah, I know. Look at Cincinnati.
The majority of the beginning of the tacit rape support was definitely me, right?
Oh, everything up until, yeah, I know. Look at Cincinnati, and that was Pete.
America runs on Glenn Marshall, third-party rape. I feel like we...
that's a great quote.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Ryan, can we have that as a banner?
Save the best for last. we'll make it the flag for whatever country we live in.
Yeah, Ryan. We need to make an...
With them slowly being typed out as if it's on like an old school typewriter.
You know what I learned tonight?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
I learned that Glenn, at some point in his life, knew what the word tacit meant.
Yeah, I played music. That makes me happy. So I know what tacit...
Well, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah. And codependent.
Good for you.
And my vocabulary is strikingly odd at best.
Yeah, you were very eloquent before the accident. For the accident, visit out episode 44, cleanerticket.com. It's not even our way. URL.
Write us emails, all right, ladies and gentlemen? You know, I mean, I want to hear some response, how horrified you are. You haven't listened this far back, and you think some of the things mainly I said were horrible. And then I'll call you an idiot for taking them out of context. Just write us an email. It'll be great.
Yep, just do it.
In the meantime, though, Neil will keep
reading. Thank you, Neil, for all this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for all the hard work.
These gems to the table as time goes on.
And there's more to come, is what we're promised.
Yeah, it's pretty much unlimited material at this point. So.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. This is like, I love the Click It or Ticket show where there's like a bunch of shitty comedians sitting around only. That's like if we were in all the shit in the 80s and then we were the people commenting on I Love the 80s. You know what I mean?
Hey, Weird Al did that. We're all like Weird Al. I hope you're all happy now.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's go on that note.
Yeah, pulling a Yankovic here. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, everyone.
Ooh.